Hello, I'm Peter Batchelor. I specialize in the narration of audiobooks, commercials, and dialects, and here are some examples of my work. On the lawless streets of Baghdad and Basra, you are never far from death. Outlaw gangs fight to control tiny patches of territory. The local police are either too corrupt or too frightened to become involved. The wind that had lashed the windows and rattled the doors finally eased, but the rain still fell in ribbon streams, and the cold, damp air turned one's breath into rolling clouds. Heavy drops slapped against the cobblestone road in relentless staccato.
And there is just you in the field, your gravitational force pounding down in combat with the Earth's resistance. Physics never felt so good. Every blade of grass.
Imagine a succulent steak cooked to perfection. Imagine sipping your favorite wine, a deep red claret or a crisp clear chablis.
And that the small bundle of shivers growing afraid of it all and beginning to cry was Pip.
Hold your noise!
Cried a terrible voice as a man started up from among the graves at the side of the church porch.
"Keep still, you little devil, or I'll cut your throat!"
A fearful man, all in coarse grey, with a great iron on his leg, a man with no hat, and with broken shoes, and with an old rag tied round his head, and whose teeth chattered in his head as he seized me by the chin.
"Oh, don't cut my throat, sir!"
I pleaded in terror.
"Pray don't do it, sir!"
"To the place you call hell!" "That's a joke, American. No, I do not mean about hell. I mean about you being welcome."
The fair girl, who had been introduced as Belle Marsden, was next to him on the other side. He was even more aware of this as the warmth of his first whiskey went down him. "Belle, is that what they christened you?"
"No, Belinda."
He saw the wedding ring on the thin hand holding her cigarette. "You're married. Is your husband here? Our babysitter let us down." "And he's the unselfish one?"
"Of course, we take it in turns."
"You don't look like a devoted mother."
"But I am. Toby's very sweet. He's too."
"The path set before thee is not unobstructed, nor clearly marked with established roads. It is one of treachery, one only the pioneer dare to embark on."
Someone once told me that I am the architect of my future. They taught me that the smallest details are what define me. They showed me how to live a meaningful life through purpose and passion. But most importantly, they inspired me to succeed and achieve greatness in everything I do. Thank you for listening. You can contact me by email, peter@talk-technique.com, or on mobile 077-333-4227.